that's a beautiful thing. I was interviewed in Seattle, Washington, by Miss Bettina Carey on a radio station out there, and got to fly all the way there and all the way back and never left. That's beautiful. So I'm here with you, ladies and gentlemen, and I want to thank everyone who tunes in week after week. And I'm joined in studio today, my co-host, Mr. Michael Black from Havelock, North Carolina, or New Bern now, right, Mike?
Yes, sir.
And so this is what we do, ladies and gentlemen. We come on here to bring content to you. And I'm excited about tonight's guest because some of you guys are content creators. Some of you like to create content. I got some side hustlers out there. And so this guest is going to be perfect for you. Her name is Jamila Bannister, and she is a personal branding strategist and coach from Trinidad and Tobago. I got it, y'all. She works with entrepreneurs who want to market their business by leading from the front with thought leadership and personal branding. You got to get the brand, y'all. She focuses on helping people create strong personal brands by improving the big three C's. She's helping people shift mindset and create a strategy so they can be more confident about their voice and messages. She helps entrepreneurs become better at content strategy and creation so they can position themselves at the front of their industry as a top voice. And she helps them become more strategic communicators so they can build relationships, negotiate, speak, and collaborate to create and attract revenue. Y'all know y'all out here doing these side hustles. You shouldn't be doing them for free. You should be doing them to create some revenue. And so she helps people create revenue-generating opportunities. She's also a speaker, a podcaster, and the author of her brand new book that came out in 2020, The Brand Print. The Brand Print. So we're going to get branded tonight, y'all. We're going to find out what it takes that when we leave the room, and we was in your presence, that you remember us, not just because of the cologne we were wearing, but because of the brand that came with us. See, this is why I like having this young lady on our show, because I guard this brand that we've built with. I'm like a crazy, knife wielding father. I know that's pretty graphic, but here's why: because it's a baby, it's like yours, and you don't want anybody to mess it up. This is your brand. That's why I just don't have crazy people on the show. I have high quality, high class people like Miss Jamila Bannister, all the way from, guess where she's coming to us from? Trinidad and Tobago. I would like for you guys to put your hands together and welcome to the virtual studios, Miss Jamila Bannister. Welcome, Jamila.
What a fantastic introduction. Oh, you need to get a prize just for that.
I'm telling you, that is always,
thank you so much for having me.
That is always the gold. It goes downhill from there, but no. Welcome, Jamila, to Impacting Life 24/7 with my co-host, Mr. Mike Black. And he is, for those of you that are tuning into the podcast, he is in the lower third of the screen. And I'm so thankful for him. And Mike, say hello to the folks.
Hey, everybody. Great to see you guys. Hey, you guys.
So, you know, Jamila, before we get down to business, because, you know, Mike and I, we were backstage with you in the pre-show, and we got some questions for you. But before we grill you with a bazillion questions, because all my audience wants to know how to get their brand right, we first going to start off with the simple stuff. So tell people, tell all of our listeners, Jamila, how they can find you.
All right. So, hi, everyone. Thanks so much for tuning in. So first things first, you can definitely find me through my website, www.jbannisterbranding.com. Connect with me over on LinkedIn. That's my main digital home. I'm always there, messaging, posting and stuff. Connect with me right here on Facebook, Jamila Bannister, and Instagram, JB Branding. And of course, I'm on Clubhouse, so find me at Jamila Bannister on Clubhouse. So check check me out in all of those places.
Yes, you know, ladies and gentlemen, this is what we call someone with multiple streams of income. She has enlarged her borders on all of these platforms. and now that me and Miss Jamila are friends, you're going to have to help me step my one that you say you're on all the time. What is that one? That platform.
LinkedIn.
Yeah, you're going to have to help me step my LinkedIn game up. I'm a speaker. I travel. I'm in the event. So I didn't use a lot of social media until later on. And so I got some things that I got to catch up on. And Jamila is going to help me do that. So Jamila, all the way from Trinidad, Tobago. And we're so thankful that you have taken time out of your schedule. We know that you are a branding coach and expert and an author and a content creator in your own right. But I'd also would like to ask for you to just give our audience an introduction of yourself. I know my introduction was good, but there's nothing like hearing it from the person themselves. So tell us a little bit about yourselves, introduce yourself and let us get to know you.
Sure. So, all right, guys, so you know my name already and what I do. So I've been a personal branding strategist and coach for about the last 4 years, and I've been working on developing a whole bunch of things during that time. As you know, I already have the book out, and I have a bunch of other things on the agenda, which you will hear about as we speak tonight. I am an author, I am a podcaster, and I am just all around really passionate about helping people reach their fullest potential. That's really the vision I have for the brand that I am building, because I think there are so many people who kind of perform under what their potential is, and they can really change their whole life by taking the thing that they actually love and turning that into something that helps them be free, right? So there are so many of us who are in spaces where we just want to escape. Every day we wake up, you're like, oh my God, do I have to go back to this place anymore? I know some of us would have taken the opportunity during the pandemic to make that switch. But there are many of us who are still kind of stuck. So one of my biggest goals is to really help professional entrepreneurs to reach their fullest potential. And hopefully I could do that by helping them really step into their own, becoming more confident, being more comfortable with their own voice and be more comfortable with putting the message about who they are out there. Be okay with bragging about yourself. It's fine. You know, it's okay. And use that to teach and impact other people.
Yeah, so, that's beautiful. And you know, on this show, this is a shameless plug show. So we want people to brag. That's why we had you on the show. We don't want you to hide about what you got going on. We want you to tell the world. And you know, that can be a challenge for some of us content creators, because they feel it appears like you're not humble, or it's all about, oh my goodness, here he goes again. But no, it's okay. Accomplishment is good. And in one of the trainings that I created, I have an acronym, and the R in the acronym that I created is about identifying and monitoring your results. So results are important, ladies and gentlemen. We don't just get participation badges. So we're very, very blessed to have in our virtual studios Jamila Bannister she's coming to us from a mighty long way, Trinidad and Tobago. And so we flew her here, and she didn't have to leave her home. Isn't technology so amazing, Jamila?
I know. Isn't it fantastic? I think I have traveled more this year than any other time in my life.
Yes, I know. And I was just joking around, you know, me being in Seattle, I was actually interviewed on the Seattle radio station, but I didn't have to leave. And so technology has shrunk the world. I'm probably going to get you to give us some insights about that. One more question, and then I will continue to push this thing forward. But I have a question that I have not asked in a while. Mm-hmm. I want to ask you, because you're a branding expert. You're also a content creator. You're a show host on a podcast. You're an author. You got it all going on, sister. But what do you do to unplug and gain rest and relaxation and self-care?
Yeah, good question. All right. So, well, of course, as you know, as many of you could probably relate to this, is that we now, the last year especially, we've been working where we've been playing. So the need to cut off from the work cycle has become even more critical us to do so. So for me, one of the easiest things I do, and one of the easiest things you could probably do too, is simply turning your phone off at night, putting it on Do Not Disturb. You wouldn't believe the peace you get from zero notifications coming through to your phone and going off every 10 minutes. It's beautiful, right? So that silence is golden. All right, I do spend time just, you know, Netflixing and chilling. That's one of the easiest ways to unwind. There's some pure entertainment, and I really do like to spend time with family and friends, laughing and enjoying each other's company, and I exercise as well. Every morning I try to wake up early at 6 and do some exercise. Sometimes I work out at home. Sometimes I go out to the park and run around our Queen's Park, Savannah. So that's what I do to unwind. I just relax for now. And before today, you know, we could have flown to the island of Tobago because it's like beautiful and relaxed on the beach. So sometimes we go to the beach and so on. So island living, it has its benefits. So those are some of the things I do to relax and unwind.
Well, that's awesome. And I really do feel like relaxation is and self-care is important. Yeah. Do you agree with that, Mike? I mean, in terms of our own self-care, brother?
I really do, especially like about turning off your phone. You know, read a few articles about having your phone on at night. It messes with your sleep. So you really have to cut that phone off and kind of detach from technology. It's healthy for you. So that is awesome. And more people should do that.
You should.
Yeah, definitely. And so here we are with Jamila Bannister, who is a branding coach and expert. She's an author. And when we talk about branding, Jamila, help our audience understand, because like I said, we got a lot of hustlers in our audience. And I mean, there's some people out here that's just putting in the grind and making it work. You know what I mean? And a lot of content creators that are associated with our program. So what is branding and why is branding important?
Wow, there's so many definitions of branding out there, but I'll give you what my summary version is. And it really is your ability to occupy a space in somebody's mind or in your audience's mind, a distinct space, and be known for a particular thing, and continuing to live up to that reputation. So branding really is your ability to leverage relationship and occupy mind share and use that and turn that into long-term, lifelong advocacy for whatever you are doing. So it's simply just being resident in their mind, resident in somebody's mind. You know, could you be the one that they easily recall when they hear a particular thing? I want people to, when they hear branding, to think of me, right? When they hear personal branding, to think of me. Just like when they hear sneakers, they think of Jordan or Nike, or when they hear basketball, they probably think of, I don't know, Steph Curry or something like that, you know?
That was a good one.
So you want to really occupy a space in somebody's mind. That's when you buy real estate in somebody's mind, and you get a really good deal for that. There's no other real estate like mindshare.
Yeah, no, getting occupying real estate in somebody's mind.
You asked me a second question.
Yes. So the first question is, what is branding, and the second question is, why is it important?
Right. So why is it important? So from a development and business point of view, so I take this really from a personal and then kind of expand it out, right? So in terms of personal development, when it comes to brand, I think it's really important for us to really almost self-actualize to some extent. You know, I think we can get our fullest potential, and in the process of developing a personal brand, you really develop yourself as an individual. You learn, it's a real deep journey of self-discovery, learning what you're good at, learning what you can do, learning your capacity, learning your propensity for work and for creativity and for development. And it really is a beautiful transformational experience to develop a personal brand, and it's so important from a personal point of view, because what you do is that you turn into something, you turn into a source of deep inspiration for a lot of people. You turn into a source, a resource for other people. You turn into almost like a servant leader for other people, because if they see your transformation, it means that it's possible for anyone, right? And you kind of illuminate light in your space. And from an individual, that is why I think it is important at its basis. Once you start to go beyond that, then you could take that and turn that into so many other opportunities for yourself. You could take that and monetize that. You could take that and be the leader of a cause, of a movement. You could take that and impact the world. How many individuals have you come across whose act of courage or their determination or their persistence resulted in a bunch of change for a whole lot of people, right? So from a branding point of view, you really have the power to really change and transform people, systems, and other people's lives, right? And from a company perspective now, when you take that and apply that to a corporate or business context, it really is you creating the same effect, creating that community, creating that movement, creating that tribe or that army of loyal supporters and followers who continue to advocate for you, who continue to support you, and building that relationship so that you can occupy that mental real estate and you can be at the front of your industry. So whereas other people may be fighting in a red ocean hoping for a space, when you are sure and clear about the brand that you have, and regardless of where you are positioned in the market, whether you are positioned really highly as some sort of premium brand, or you know you're just kind of mid-tier as affordable luxury, or you know you're more low-end as you know cheap as they can get, wherever you are, just own that space. So it really is an ownership of space, and creating a platform for other people like yourself to be able to get inspired, to be a market leader, and to be able to create an opportunity for the people who want what you have to find you. They don't have to worry and wonder, where do I find the most premium form of X? Or, you know, where do I find something with the most bargain prices? Find a space, occupy it well, and give people exactly what they want, and you will always be ahead of the industry.
Boy.
So that's why it's so important. Yeah.
That is powerful. You know, and I love the piece, Mike, that she talks about owning real estate in people's heads. I want people, when they've gone through it, when they've gone through hell and they've gone through arduous times, and they need somebody who has gone through the bowels of hell themselves. And they say, you know what? I need someone to come and inspire my workforce. And the only person I know that could do it would be CL King, because that brother been through adversity. And see, I'm seeing it now. It's like being illuminated before my eyes. We got to start getting the screws out and start drilling into the mindsets of those spaces that we want to be in, so that when they think branding, you think Jamila. When you think... Exactly right. When you think three-pointer, you think Steph Curry. There's just no question. Everybody else is a copy of that brother. And so that now, you wrote a book, and I know Mike's got some questions. You wrote a book, and tell us about the book, because the book is entitled The Brand Print. Is that correct? Yeah, The Brand Print, and you released that in 2020. Tell us about that journey, getting this book together, and kind of the thoughts behind it.
Oh, yeah. So I released The Brand Print exactly on March 24th, 2020, 4 days after going into lockdown. So crazy. But the journey to get there really was about, I would say, about 3 years. And it really, it started off as me having this ambitious notion, well, I'm going to write a book because I think this is what people need, right? And I wrote the first two chapters and I got stuck. I couldn't really finish the book. And 3 years passed. And in 2020, I started working with a mentor and a guide. And one of the first things she asked me is if I had a book. And I said, well, I started one 3 years ago. And she said, well, you got to finish that book. And the insane thing is that the finishing process, I went back to those two chapters. I got rid of the second chapter because I'm like, yeah, this is not really good. This is not going to teach and inspire anybody. And I rewrote the book. I went back to my first chapter and I asked myself, what am I trying to teach people here? And what is it about me that uniquely qualifies me to talk to them about this? And that is where I started. So I started with my story, which is where everybody should be starting when it comes to building their brand and their brand on a company level, their personal brand. Your story and the things you've been through, those are the things that have uniquely qualified to talk to people and be an authority in that space. So you might know you're an authority in that space. You might have been through a lot of things, but because people don't know you, they can't really understand and know that, right? So you really want to start with that. And that's where I started. And then the book literally poured out of me for the next 3 weeks. I wrote day and night. I wrote. And by the time I was done, I had this book about branding, and that process really showed me that I needed that 3-year period to lose, to fail, to win, to succeed, and to really go through the motions of getting myself seen as the authority I knew that I was, as the person I knew that I was, because I worked in this arena for so many years. So I know I was capable, but how do I get other people to see that? And it takes time for people to really start seeing you as that, you know. It really takes a lot of effort. And now that I'm in a space where I understand what that takes, it's so much easier for me now to curate the process for somebody else. So it took me like 3 years to get to the stage where I can actually write a book and people say, okay, I'm going to buy, because people, as I talked about it, people bought it, right? But I didn't do that overnight. It took me a lot of time to do that. But my experience now has put me in a position to be able to write those steps in a book and present it to somebody. So they mightn't take 3 years. They might take 6 months, 8 months, or 12 months.
Right.
And they now can learn from my mistakes, which is what really differentiates one person from another when it comes to a brand building. Because technical skills can be acquired. But you see that story? That story is the thing that helps you stand out. And that is the thing that allowed me to be infused with the technical skills of the book. And once I did that, and I kind of took people through the step-by-step journey, as to this is where you should start, and this is where you should go next, and this is where you should go next, and look out for these mistakes, and look out for these pitfalls, and avoid this, but do this, or take advantage of this, then I was able to really get the book done. And despite it being launched in the middle of lockdown, I was determined to do it, and I did it. And here it is.
There you go. What you got, Mike?
Yes. Hey, Jamila, I just wanted you to tell the audience about podcasting and how that experience has been for you.
All right. Okay. So the podcast really was born in the middle of the pandemic. Again, as a content creator, I wanted to be able to really speak to my fans and have them hear more from me. Right. At the time, I'm like, you know, I really want to talk to more people. So I got my podcast co-host, and we sat and we decided, you know, we want to add some value in this way to people. We want to really share more value in terms of branding and marketing, and particularly coming from the Caribbean perspective in this area. You know, we don't have a lot of, there are a few people who are professionals who create content to teach and in the thought leadership space, but there isn't a lot of that here. We can do with a lot more.
Did she freeze up?
Think so.
So that process really was quite interesting. It kind of stretched me beyond what I was accustomed to.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, when Jamila is able to get back, I think we had a little bit of a freeze up there. Everything's still looking good on you guys' end out there, Mike.
Yeah, looking good over here.
Okay, yeah, she's talking about podcasting, and so as you guys know, sometimes technical issues happen, but I can guarantee you that you know, stepping into the podcast arena like she did, Jamila, right. It had to give her another sense of that branding piece that she's talking about, because a podcast in and of itself is a brand. And so, yeah, I think she had some technical difficulties, because it looks like we lost her out of the chat, but she'll probably come back in. Podcasting, okay. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, podcasting is exactly that, another form of your brand. And, you know, a lot of people who think that starting a podcast is easy and you just get on and start doing it, it's not like that, is it, Mike?
No, it is for sure not. I mean, please don't ever look at how we started. I had the pleasure of being his first guest, and yeah.
Yeah, so it looks like we got her back in there. Jamila, yeah, something kicked you out. You there, Jamila?
I am here. It seems as though there was a blip in my connection.
Yeah, that's okay. Listen, we roll with blips, sister. I just carried on like I just couldn't throw in the accent like you had, but we just carried on with it, sister. You know, we said, I know she gonna be back. She'll circle back around. And so we were talking about, because we kind of finished your thought, we were talking about podcasting, and podcasting is a sort of branding. I mean, it's a brand all in and of itself, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's a really your.
See, you know what? I think if you're using Wi-Fi, sister, that might be the problem. Again, ladies and gentlemen, we because this is a live show, we flow, man. We just make it happen. And I don't know what's going on with Jamila's connection, but we definitely want to give her an opportunity to kick back in. And while she's doing that, while she's getting herself situated, what I'm going to do and what Mike Black is going to do is we're going to go to a commercial break. Mike, you got this commercial all queued up? You ready to go with it?
Go ahead.
You don't even know what I'm talking about.
let me hit the button on your screen.
Yeah, you just hit the button on my screen and we'll make the commercial. Come on. This is from our sponsors, ladies and gentlemen. Check out our sponsors. Here we go. They say if you want to go fast, then go alone. But if you want to go far, then you've got to go together. Impacting Life 24/7 is an international podcast which is downloaded in over 22 U.S. states as well as 10 different countries around the world. One of our gold sponsors, which helps make this happen, is Michelle Perry. She is the founder of the Successful Diligence LLC and host of the Successful Diligence podcast, and she's a best-selling author of The Pebble in My Shoe. You can connect with Michelle and get a copy of her book at successfuldiligence.com. Adrian Barker is a gold sponsor. She is the host of the Adrian Barker Speaks podcast. She is a life coach and a CEO of Professional Global Etiquette. Her goal is to help people unearth the greatness that's within them. Connect with her at professionalglobaletiquette.com. Our platinum sponsors include Gregory Smith. He is the author of 100 Simple Ways How to Manage a Property and Evidence Room. Get your copy today of his book by reaching out to Gregory Smith on Facebook or email him at smithg1963@yahoo.com. Greg is a humanitarian at heart. Often Greg will be found helping distribute food in his local community, and he logs thousands of hours volunteering every year. Mr. Mike Black from New Bern, North Carolina is a platinum sponsor. Mike helps men throughout Eastern Carolina lead a life of faith. He is a compassionate leader in his church. He is a devoted husband and father to his daughter who just recently graduated from Army boot camp. Dr. Nate Dunlap Jr. is executive director of the PRF Institute, the author of What's Next? Preparing for Eternity, and he's the author of Don't Leave Me Like This, Inspiration to Leave a Legacy. As a 501c3 nonprofit organization, the PRF Institute is blessed to be that premier stewardship-based teaching ministry that truly responds to the needs of families and communities around the country. You can find Dr. Dunlap and his amazing team at prfinstitute.org. If you would like to become a sponsor of Impacting Life 24/7, which is heard in 22 states and 10 countries, go to clkingspeaker.com. And you know, ladies and gentlemen, one of the things about when I made that commercial is I did not think that we were going to explode as fast as we did. At that time, it was 22 states and 10 countries, and now it's 33 states, y'all. We just cooking with gas. And if you'd like to become a sponsor, here's what sponsors get. They get we got three levels of sponsorship. The gold and platinum sponsors get a free commercial on our show. Imagine you don't have to leave your house and your organization gets featured in 33 different states and 11 different countries without you having to do much of anything. There's a silver sponsorship for $1 a month to help our show stay on the air. $5 a month gets you that commercial, and $15 a month helps us deliver our free gear training to at-risk students throughout the country. So all you got to do is go to clkingspeaker.com. But before you do all that, you got to come back with us, because I am here in the studios with Jamila Bannister. And you know what?
Yes.
Listen, we roll with technology, sister. So in whatever happens, we just keep on getting it. And when it circles back around, we just pick up like we never left it. And so you were talking about that's the beautiful thing. You were talking about your podcast. Tell us the name of your podcast.
Oh, so the name of the podcast is called Shut Up and Listen.
Yes, ma'am.
I know. It was a little out there, but there's a reason for that. And the reason for that is that everybody thinks that they're like a marketer. Everybody thinks that they're good at branding. Yeah, I know this. I could go on social media and post, and everybody just thinks it's like, you know, posting on social media or whatever the case may be. And it's so much more than that. And sometimes we just want people to just be quiet and listen for a moment. Listen before you speak. So it was really inspired by almost like a bit of frustration.
Mm-hmm.
Then the people, you know, we got this. My co-host and I, Carla, if you're watching, hi. You know, we got this. You know, sometimes we just need to listen, because sometimes you try to help people, and in the back of their minds, they are not doing anything wrong.
Right.
Right. They are not doing anything wrong. Right. So I always say you could never do all the right things and get the wrong result. It doesn't work like that.
Mm.
Right. So sometimes you just need to be quiet and be open to the fact that there's something wrong in your process. And it's okay. It's not an indictment on you. It's just that you don't know. Right. You're not aware. So sometimes you just got to shut up and listen for a minute. So
you know, Mike, the arenas that you and I have worked in, and they've been numerous, that is a challenge in the human adult world for someone to just say, okay, maybe I need to be quiet. Don't you experience that kind of in your world, Mike?
Very much so. I mean, in any environment,
yeah.
You know, if you go there, you know, there's people that were there before you that they know what's going on, and you can learn a lot from other people. So that's key. That I like what you said, Jamila. That's straight. That's on point.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, they say silence is golden and duct tape is silver. Take a strand of that duct tape and put it over your mouth, sweetheart, because listen, here's what I'm learning, and you're helping us see this too. There is value in getting a mentor. Mentorship is valuable, isn't it, Jamila? Yeah?
Oh, 100%. As a matter of fact, in my book, that's one of the things I mentioned as one of the first things you need to do. Find yourself a mentor. Get somebody who can work with you and help you. And there's actually a video on my YouTube channel and even teaching you how to select the right mentor for you, mm-hmm. right? How to know, is this person good for me and good for my energy, good for the direction I want to head in? It's really important that you get the help of people who have gone before you, because you don't have to learn everything through trial and error. Rest assured that the mistakes that you're about to make, somebody has already made them and they've learned from them. So, you know, smart people learn from the mistakes of others. So you need to do that. And sometimes you just need somebody to just kind of pour energy into you sometimes as well. But you need to have that energy exchange. So when you come and you give give a lot of effort to whatever you're doing,
right?
You know, it really does give your mentor a lot of motivation to be able to say, okay, you've been pushing on this door and I realize that you've been exerting a lot of effort, but the reason it's not opening is this. Let me help you unlock this door. Let me give you the key.
Yes,
right? And that is what a mentor really is supposed to do for you. So you need to have the disposition of somebody who's willing to be mentored. You know, be that person who's willing to listen, who's willing to acknowledge that you don't know everything.
I used to run a business several years ago, many years ago actually, and one of the business models questions that I used to have to ask people when I interviewed them was, are you coachable? Because if you ain't coachable, I can't help you, sister or brother. And you're right.
Yeah.
Being able to be coachable and trainable and finding that person that connects with you. I've got in our studios, we're blessed to have in our studios from Trinidad, Tobago, Miss Jamila Bannister. You can find her book, The Brand Print, which released in 2020. You can go to jbannisterbranding.com and you're going to see her website. That's her website there. And it's I believe that you can connect with her on there and get her book. Yes. She's got a contact opportunity there. And I would love for you to go there right now. Jay Bannister, that's Bannister branding.com. And I want you to pick up a copy of her book. Her book is Dynamic, The Brand Print. You know, we talk about the blueprint, but Jamila helps us with the brand print. And that's what I'm talking about, sister. Excellent, excellent, excellent. And so very unique. You're right, Michelle. Shut up and listen. Great name. We're going to be having Michelle Boudreau on our show soon, just as soon as she books herself. So she's out there in Texas saying great name. And you know what? Here's
thanks,
the deal.
Michelle.
Here's the deal. The title of my book is called Who Ate My Brownie? And everybody looking at me like, King, what in the world is that, brother? Well, you got to read the subtitle too.
Yes.
But sometimes, man, I love the edgy, catchy dynamic. That's all about branding too. It's like, oh, yes. If you want to just branding 101, oh, that's going to be in the bookshelves all the way in the back, and nobody's going to be buying that. So you really have set yourself apart as a branding expert. Now, I know Mike's got a question. I need to ask this one first, and then I'll let him ask his. What got you into the confidence that this was the space that you were supposed to be in? Why branding?
Wow, what a great question, Mr. King. All right. All right. So I worked in the corporate space in PR and communications for about almost 10 years before I decided to, not even before life brought me to a place where I recognized that this is what I was supposed to do. So I was working on in the year 2015. I left my corporate job. Because in the back of my mind, I just wanted to learn more about strategy. I wanted to get more and learn more about that. The funny thing is that I didn't need to leave my job to learn. I just needed to stay and learn some more on the job, do some more projects. Anyway, but I left. I got a scholarship opportunity and I went abroad. I went to the UK, studied, came back. And in the back of my mind, you know, well, I mean, I got all these letters. So I'm going to get a job. Well, I never got that job. It's 2021 and that job never came, right? So in the midst of that time, I had to find a way to take what I learned or take what I knew and turn it into something valuable. Because the process, and if you've ever been jobless, and I think you may have been, I read your story, Mr. King, right?
I was jobless and homeless. Yeah.
Right. So you know it can be a very mentally heavy time for somebody when they don't have resources to get what they need to get. And that was it for me. But there was a point at which I said to myself, okay, you can't have all of this training and be unable to turn this into something for yourself, right? Then I'm like, how smart are you really? You know, all these degrees, and then how smart are you, right? You can't even convert that into some money-making opportunity for yourself. And then I said to myself, you know, I need to be powerful and not powerless. So I decided to start talking about branding and about the things that I knew. And I like the space. I'm always somebody who has valued relationship. I'm always somebody who really puts a lot of emphasis on getting to know people. So like even up to now, I have a friend who always tells me, she said, you can run for office. I will run your campaign because everybody seems to know you. Right. And I always tell her like, no, I'm good. You know, my skill is here really helping other people realize that their potential lies within them to be and to do the same things. Right. So once I started doing that, I was kind of sporadic up and down. And then one day I went to a party and somebody literally saw me in the party and they're like, well, where have you been? I've been looking out for your stuff online. And so it kind of hit me like a ton of bricks, like, wow, people are really tuning into this. People are really listening and it really is obviously providing some sort of inspiration for them. So at that moment, I was like, you know what? You need to get it together. When you get home after this party and you put down these drinks in your hand, you're going to start working. And that is exactly what I did. And I really started thinking about my story and how there are so many people right now who feel as though it's hopeless. They don't have any opportunities for whatever reason that may be. And they need to understand that you don't have to sit there in despair. Mm-hmm. You actually have capacity to turn your situation by taking something that you already have and turning it into more, right? So you actually have that opportunity. So once I started recognizing that and really kind of including that in my messaging, you know, and knowing that I had been there and knowing that I felt like to be down, to feel like I didn't have any control, because I think one of the worst things is to not feel like you have control. So for me, it was a scenario where I couldn't find a job, or for somebody else, it might be like, you know, they're in a job and they feel as though, you know, they're stuck in this place and they want to be able to get out, or they're in a situation, they're in a relationship, they're in something that they want to be able to free themselves from and then take ownership of their own story, their narrative, and their journey. And right. In so doing, taking that and stepping to the front of what they're doing and turning it into money-making opportunities.
Yeah, I see.
Right? So from the time I did that, I realized, you know what, this is for me. I, there's nothing that compares to the impact, having the impact of seeing people kind of grow and realize their fullest potential. And I did it. And even with a small piece of advice on Instagram, or maybe a DM, or going to speaking engagement and speaking to one person, and they're like, wow, I never thought about it like that. Even that was enough to be like, I mean, this is a high I can get used to. So
She said this is a high I could get used to. I'm down with that. And the truth of it is that, yeah, you know, this is your calling. This is your purpose. This is your gift. I do like one thing that you said that actually rings true, in particular for our young people. You know, Jamila said that she had quit her job and she didn't necessarily need to continue to learn and expand her horizons. Well, here's what I want. I want to probably help with that message, because listen, sometimes you get in a job and you can never get out of it, because some jobs breed this thing called security. And then you just wind up stuck for 40 years and you get a gold watch and nobody knows who you are or cares. And then you spent all that time wishing that you had pursued your dreams and your passions. What I want to say to the young people, because you guys know that's my primary audience, is if you're working now and you don't like your job, well, get the next one first before you quit that one, because you can get real hungry real quick. And I tell my kids that. My two boys, they work at a sub shop making that bread, you know, and I say, they're like, man, this is terrible. This is labor. I want to get another job. I said, you're more than welcome to. You just got to get that job first before you don't come home without a job, brother, because it's going to be a bad night. It's going to be a bad night for you. What you think, Mike?
Oh, I agree. Definitely. That's really wise to say, hey, don't quit a job before you have another one.
Yeah.
And especially when you're young and you work those jobs, you know, it really humbles you to work those kind of crap jobs, you know, when you're young. Because when you get a good job like Jamila has, or like CL myself have, you know, you appreciate it more.
Yep.
So for sure.
Yeah. And I think there's a reason for those kinds of jobs. They teach you resilience. They teach you a whole bunch of things. It builds so much character in you, and you would realize sometimes you may say, oh, complain about the job, oh, it sucks, this, that, the other. But 10 years from now, when you're in a huge job or you're running your own business,
right,
and you recognize, wow, if I didn't have those experiences have a place inside of my journey. Now, those experiences form part of the story that I tell. Now, those experiences are the things that I say, I was there, I know what that's like. So right. You are speaking from a place of authority and experience. So don't run from jobs that don't complain about these jobs. These jobs have a purpose inside of your journey. Right. Yes, to go through it will be uncomfortable, because any form of development, growth, and expansion is uncomfortable.
Right.
Believe me, it is uncomfortable. You feel very exposed. You feel very almost a little naked. But you know, when you walk through that journey and you come out on the other side and you look back and you say, I did that, you know, and you are able to feel good about that. You know, it doesn't feel good in the moment,
right?
But believe me, that Subway job or that sub shop job, they're gonna be talking about that. In fact,
yeah, we get it. Is it's not Subway, and I would say the name, but then they wouldn't give me no kickback, so they ain't getting no royalties on this show. I don't even get a free sub from them clowns. You know what I'm saying? And I'm providing room and board. And so here's where we are. We're down to the last 10 minutes or so of the show. And one thing that you told me to remind you about something you wanted to talk about. So don't forget that if you remember what it was we were talking about in the pre-show. But you help people in as a coach systematically walk through some thought processes, and you call them the three big C's. Can you give us an overview of what those are?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. So the three big C's, because personal branding is a very broad area. So the three big C's I focus on are confidence development. And that really is the process where I develop a brand strategy for you. And we talk about what you would like to accomplish. So I give you a plan for how you should be able to accomplish those goals. So in there, we set your goals. We basically audit everything, every single thing about you from top to bottom. And then I take that and I reshape that into a plan. So now you're not stepping out there unsure or scared. You are clear about what you are supposed to be doing. So automatically your confidence levels go up. And plus, I give you some of my energy. You're stepping out there with plenty, plenty confidence, right? Bags and bags of confidence.
Right.
Then we step into the content development side and really getting people comfortable with creating their own content and getting used to the sound of their own voice and being able to really embrace that and put that out there, step out there with authority and create content that helps them. Because in order for you to really build up that community that you're looking for, you know, we're not in 1950s anymore. We're not going to rely on the newspaper and word of mouth. We now have control to be our very own media house, much like this show, right? So you can be your own media house. You don't have to wait for a producer or director to give you a chance. You are your own producer. You are your own director. You are your own program editor. You can do what you want.
Right.
So you need to take charge of that space and create the content around the thing that is supposed to help serve your audience while putting you in a place of authority as a thought leader. And the third C I focus on is really helping people be better communicators and how they can and learn how they can leverage the mass media to communicate on a mass level their message, how to leverage direct messaging and one-on-one communication, especially online. How do you start conversations with people in their inbox without coming off as weird or some kind of creep, right? How do you do that? And how do you then take that conversation into direction where people are like, wow, I really like this person? You know, building that know, like, and trust factor from a communication point of view and turning that into something that I've connected with tons, hundreds of people simply by starting a conversation, simply by calling them by name. And you wouldn't believe the amount of people on the internet who just don't call your name. And I could charge people 10 more just because I said your name. It's crazy how that works, right? So showing people the power of communication and how it really is easy to, once you know the building blocks of it and understand how you're supposed to establish relationships with other people, work with other people, collaborate with people, initiate those conversations, and really take things to the next level, you should be very, very good to go. Once you get there, it's just a matter of putting whatever you have into their hands and saying, listen, I have this. This could work for you, and I think we work well together. At that point, it's a no-brainer. They give you all their money.
And that is exactly what I'm looking for them to do, ladies and gentlemen. I've got we have in our studio, our virtual studios, we've got the world-renowned Jamila Bannister. She is literally from Trinidad and Tobago, and I would love for you guys to connect with her. Her book, The Brand Print, you can find her at jbannisterbranding.com. She's also on LinkedIn and Facebook and Instagram, as well as Clubhouse. And one of the things that I'm really, really inspired by, and I hope our listeners are inspired by, is that you said something that really, really kind of is the story for me relative to podcasting. I've been speaking professionally since 2009, but we started our podcast in 2019. I ain't know nothing about podcasting, sister. I didn't know I was supposed to be a radio DJ and all this other stuff going along with it. But as we started, it's like, okay, wait a minute. This isn't LeBron James's space, or this isn't Kevin Hart's space. This is CL King's space. This is our space. And so we built it with that in mind, not necessarily about me, but our vision and our mission. And I didn't have to wait on anybody. I didn't have to go to no board. I didn't have to ask if everybody liked what I was doing. In fact, I oftentimes tell the audience members, if you don't like this show, go get your own and start it. You know what I mean? If you got something to complain about that you hear about on Impact Life 24/7, then go start your own show and then complain about that. But yes. But we have found that the resonating message of people who are impacting other people's lives has really catapulted us to a position. And it started just like what you said. You just go. This is your space. Make that space work for you. What you got, Mike?
Yeah. So just to wrap up, tell the audience about your traveling, because I know you mentioned pre-interview that you like to travel. So just tell us some adventures and places you've traveled.
Okay, so I'll do that. But I just want to add that the book is also available on Amazon. So you can go get it on Amazon, awesome. Paperback, and Kindle, right? So you can get it there super easy.
Yeah, go to Amazon. Go to Amazon.com and get her book. And the title of her book again is The Brand Print, and you can find that by Jamila Bannister from Trinidad Tobago. Go ahead, Jamila.
Yes. Okay. So some of the places I've traveled to, well, of course, right here in the Caribbean, I've been to Barbados. It's gorgeous, right? I've been to the U.S. of course a couple of times, but I really, really like Europe. You know, I've been to the U.K. I've been to France, Paris. I've been to the Netherlands. I've been to Italy. We got lost in Italy sometime, can't speak Italian, took the wrong train, ended up in a whole bunch of different places, lost money, ate pizza, rode in a gondola, so it was really fun. And then the next year, I decided to go back to school and like spend all my money on a university. But this year, hopefully, once the borders open, I'll be back in the UK because a friend of mine is getting married, and hopefully I can hit the continent. A couple other countries this time. So awesome. Hopefully that happens this year.
Yeah, I love the UK. I was there speaking in 1993 at an American's Day's parade, and it was an experience of a lifetime. I love the UK. But I got a friend down in I got a friend down in Trinidad Tobago now, so I might have to get some plane tickets and come down there and see what the islands are like down there. So beautiful, from what I hear, it's very, very beautiful down there. And listen, Jamila, what I want you to understand is that your voice has really probably, even if it's just one person, which thousands of people over the time span of the show listen and tune in, but there's one person that's been out here that has, you know, been like, man, you know, I really do want to take my thing to the next level. I do want to kick it up a notch. If they got up with you, is there something that you do to kind of help people like take their branding temperature? Do you have like an assessment or something that you do with people?
Ooh, that's a very good question. To their branding temperature. So people can do,
I'm an expert,
a consultation with me, like a quick 30-minute consultation. And I talk to them and get a sense of where they're at. What are the things that are challenging them, and what are the things that may be difficult for them? And actually, I'm glad that you brought that up, because they have an opportunity to do so, because I am running a challenge very soon in the next.
That's what it was. Yep. Tell us about the challenge.
May 10th to May 14th, it's called the Video Visibility Challenge, the Brand Print Video Visibility Challenge, where people will have an opportunity to show up on video for 5 days. Is to move from invisible to impactful, and I will show you just how you can get it done. Don't worry, you will be under my guidance, and I will give you everything that you need to be able to be impactful. And that's actually a session where you will have the opportunity. I'll be going live every single night. You have an opportunity to ask questions. You have an opportunity to get more information about how you can kind of grow that brand and what direction you should be heading in, right? So that's one great opportunity. I encourage you guys to go to the website, sign up. If you following me on Facebook, it's right on my profile, www.jbannisterbranding.com/video-visibility-challenge. So do that. But yes, people can in fact book me for a 30-minute consultation. I usually do give people some questions to answer so I can kind of get in there and have a sense of what's going on with them at first. And yeah, that's quite possible.
Awesome. Well, we definitely, I can't believe the cat got trapped in my studio here. We want people to connect with you. The 5-day challenge is going to be awesome, going from invisible to impactful and at being, you know, here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen, to be a leader, you've got to be out front. You've got to be seen. And this is the time. I really do feel this is the time. If you want to get that hustle going, if you want to find out about your brand and establish your brand and get it done the right way, because, you know, there's bad brands out there. There's bad branding all the way around. And I've seen some. If you want to get established and do it on the, like she said, you don't have to go through all of the failures to get a coach, man. Listen to someone like Jamila. She does a great job. So Jamila, what I do at the close of the show is I turn the show over to my guest and I give you 1 minute to give a word of encouragement to our audience. So Jamila Bannister from, let's see here, where is she from? She's from Trinidad, Tobago. Look, I looked at my notes the whole night tonight, y'all. I did not mess up and tell you that she was from Swahili. I would love for you, Jamila, to give a word of encouragement to those that may be out there struggling with their brand or trying to figure out which direction they want to go. Give them a word of encouragement. The floor is yours.
So if you are in a space where you feel stuck and you're not quite sure how to move ahead, you know that you have so much more potential and you have a passion for something, the first thing I tell you to do is just to start. Start. Try something new. Step out of your comfort zone. So if you know you normally go home at 5 p.m. and you just go to bed and you just lie and watch TV all night, change that routine. Go online. Start to do some research. Write your ideas down in a book. Right, we are at the stage now where personal brands are so important. From small businesses to big CEOs need to be at the front of their businesses because audiences want to connect with the leaders. We want to see who is in charge of this business. We want to know you, we want to like you, we want to trust you. And you have the potential. I'm sure you are probably sitting right now on a crate of gold. So I don't know if I can tell you this quick story. There was once a man who was sitting on a crate and he was begging in the street, hoping for a dollar. Every day he would beg. And somebody told him, why don't you check that crate? Maybe something is inside. He says, no, I don't have anything in there. And he would beg and he would beg and he would beg. And then one day he decided to open the crate. And you know what he saw? He saw gold. The entire time he was sitting on his gold. And he didn't even know because he didn't bother to put in the effort. So I hope you are not out there sitting on your goal. That was a story told to me, and I'm telling it to you now. Don't sit there on your goal. Open that crate. Make the effort. Do some work. You might need to get one of those tools. And you're gonna have to put that elbow grease. But once you open that crate, that goal is in there waiting for you. Ooh. So it's your time to find your goal.
Some people been sitting on the corner, on top of a crate of gold. That is so powerful. And thank you for those words of encouragement, Jamila. Jamila, our friend, and joined us tonight in our virtual studio. She is the author of The Brand Print. You can find her at jbannisterbranding.com. You can also find her book on amazon.com. And I'm just going to hang out and wait for my signed copy. And so when the borders open back up again, I'll be looking for it from Trinidad. Listen, yes. Jamila, we thank you so much. We'll have you back on the show again to talk more about branding, okay?
Sure, no problem.
All right, God bless you. I hope you have a great night.
Hi, Jamila. Nice to be with you.
You too, guys. It was a pleasure.
Okay, God bless you. Woo, that's it for us, Mike.
All right, man. Great show. Really great.
Yeah, and
she had some powerful stuff, man.
She did. Yeah, when you think about branding, it's like, okay, every time you hear somebody like that who's a professional brander, you're like, dog, I got to step my game up yet again, huh?
Yeah, and you know, not knowing nobody from Trinidad, I don't know if it's one of the smaller islands, but I wonder what podcasting is like in Trinidad, if it's, you know, catching on or So that's
awesome. Well, here's the beautiful thing about that is that you don't think like that anymore relative right. to anything. Like, you know, right. somebody would say, oh, well, I wonder what Impacting Life's podcast is like in the USA or in North Carolina. Right. The global playing field has shrunk so much, brother, that if you have the right technology, your podcast can be heard everywhere, just like ours.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But obviously the market, your home base obviously has to be strong. And sure. and the shows that I looked at and the content that she's created, I listened to a couple of her shows, very, very solid. And she knows her stuff in the world of branding.
Oh, yeah. Well, and I guess I just meant like, you know, it struck me as funny that Australia was really large in podcasting. You just, if you didn't research it, you wouldn't know.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
You know, I think it's cool, you know. And she's traveled around, and like I said, she wrote a book. She's really doing good things.
Yeah, you know, Mike, this is something because everybody that we come in contact with seems to be writing a book, right?
I'm telling you, it's not the flavor of the week. Yeah, it's not the flavor of the week or the flavor of the month. It's like a sign, write a book.
Write a book, you big dummy. You could be a billionaire. You're sitting on a crate of gold, you big dummy.
I mean, seriously, man. You're right. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, man. So like, do you actually require people to have written a book to come on the show?
I don't know, man. It seems like everyone's got one but me.
And me too, yeah. I'm saying, what is going on, man? So are you still recording?
Yes, until I tell you otherwise, yes, it is still live.
Okay, and, good.
Go ahead.
What's the feedback on my background? What do you think?
Oh, I think it's beautiful. I mean, you know, I got an Old Glory shirt that looks very similar to that. I don't like the hat. I don't like the hat, so the hat must go. But the the backdrop is dope. And you know, ladies and gentlemen, this is all about continual process improvement. And Mike is really, really diving into this this whole guest hosting. He's gonna be out here on his own very, very soon, and he'll be running the show with a guest. And so, because I've got other places to be, I cannot be in this chair every single night of the week. And so, I needed to have somebody that I trusted, though. Not that Greg couldn't do it, but Greg doesn't like to be out front. So I needed someone that I could trust that would continue on this brand that, you know, the brand is important. You see what she said. And I didn't want to turn the show over to somebody and I come back and we're no longer in 33 states. We're in like 33 municipalities.
You're in four counties now.
Thanks, Mike. Don't do me any favors, bro.
they've invited you to the pig picking. And they're gonna sell some what's that you buy at Smithfield?
What, coleslaw?
Not coleslaw. It's those pork rinds. Oh, pork. We're gonna sell those and raffle those for you.
Well, you know that would be okay. I don't mind being with the pig pickers, but you know, just
right.
let me talk to one that knows how to raise a pig. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I think people have to understand. Is that on Impacting Life 24/7, we have had, Mike, we've had some unbelievable guests.
Really?
I'm talking about hot millionaires. The guy from Australia, the Unlucky Sperm Club. I mean, just the list goes on and on. And a high quality guest. But I don't want you guys to think that unless it's Oprah, we're not having them on the show. That's not it. But it centers around one word, impact.
Right.
When we pre-interview folks, guys, you got to understand, we pre-interview people on Saturday months in advance. I talked to this lady 2 months ago. And if we hear, because we talk amongst ourselves with our team, if we hear that this impact would resonate with even just one person on our show, then we have them. But if it's not an impact, it's just not a fit. You know what I'm saying? And that's kind of the psychology and the methodology behind what we do. So what you got planned for the weekend, brother?
So Camille and I are going to go try to pick some strawberries down in Newport. So that's going to be fun.
You look like a strawberry picker. So, you know, I've never done that, but I hear it's very therapeutic.
you're missing out, man, because I try to get 10 pounds of strawberries last year, and you give them away to the neighbors or family or whatever, friends, and I freeze them too. So, but I love strawberries. I could eat 5 pounds of strawberries by myself.
Well, here's what's going to happen. You're going to go strawberry picking, and then you're going to come down to Jacksonville, and you're going to bring me some strawberries. That's how that's going to work.
Sure thing. Oh, you break. here you. Oh, no, my internet didn't mess up.
My Wi-Fi just went out. Yeah, really, man. Well, I've never been, and I want to do that, man. Everyone I've talked to said it's just a very, it's like a bucket list. You know what I mean? Doing that and you know, it's relaxing. I will tell you this, Mike. When we talk about this whole self-care thing, that is becoming more and more essential to me. That like I don't feel guilty for. Like, you know, I was under the weather a couple weeks last week and we just canceled the show.
Right.
You've got to take care of yourself.
Right.
And as we get older, brother, it's becoming more evident, man, that this is important, man. That's why I tune in to Javi and Jessica every day. They do a show every day just about your spiritual welfare, your physical welfare, man. You know, I see some people that COVID was not good to them.
Right.
You know, because you're sedentary and you're sitting around and all that. But even in our world of, you know, my son, Jeremiah brags on me all the time. He tells his friends, my dad doesn't do nothing. He just sits at home and makes a ton of money. I'm like, okay, well, thanks, brother. But I mean, I do something.
And you have not always sat at home, by the way.
That's exactly right. When I was walking past them concrete pours today, brother, in the neighborhood, I said, I done that. I ain't trying to do it again.
No doubt.
I need to shut my mouth complaining about this chair that I sit in, because I'm like, oh no, I can't be running concrete no more. But you know, the truth of the matter is that's irrelevant. Your health, your mental health, your spiritual health. And I'm becoming more aware of that, man. Even like meditation. I'm not talking about some far out voodoo stuff. I'm just saying, just getting quiet. You know what I mean? Getting quiet before the Lord. She talked about that, you know, being quiet and letting somebody teach you.
Right.
Sometimes
her podcast is Shut Up and Listen or something.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Wow.
You know, sometimes it's just good to be quiet.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway, Mike, listen, I thank you. I really do. I want to say this publicly. I know I give you a hard I give you a hard time. And she was talking about being connected to the coach that fits for you.
Right.
I'm thinking I'm probably the only person that could get away with the way I treat Mike Black.
I just ignore you. I don't know if you figured that out yet. I just ignore you.
I know you do, bro.
But you keep on coming, so okay.
Oh man, oh my goodness, when we go out to eat, it is literally nothing but tears when me and Mike Black go out to eat.
If we had a podcast of us going out to eat, that would be a number one hit. Man,
we would already be, we'd be independently wealthy and sitting on our yachts.
We would break the internet and get, what do you call it, a million views on TikTok.
Yeah, man. And what I'm saying is that when I wanted somebody on the show that I could trust, I can trust Mike ain't gonna get twisted with me when I say, dude, where are you at? What are you doing? Because he knows my style and he has his. He's very melancholy, very put together, and I'm a loose cannon sometimes. So there's that. You know, this man has kept me from getting, you know, in years gone by, he's kept me from getting fired because of my mouth. Yeah. So love and appreciate you, Mike. And, thank you for your help. And we will be right back here Monday night on Impacting Life 24/7. Are you going to be with us, Mike? Because, you know, you like hit and miss sometimes.
Yeah, I'm going to try. But you know what that means. I'll see you next Thursday.
We got to break.
You got to tell me who's on, man.
We got to break Mike in slow. Monday, you guys are going to love this. Monday is my guest. She's going to be... let me get her name here real quick. Her name is Celia Kibler, and she talks about pumped up parenting Y'all, this is a good one. When I pre-interviewed her, I felt like this big when I was finished talking to her, because she talks about yelling at your kids.
I think I remember that one.
Yeah, man. It's just like, man, I was just like this big. Like, I got 7 children. Can I just go back and re-raise them all with your theology? So Monday night, we're going to be talking about pumped up parenting. And I want you guys to tune in for that. Share that episode, because we got a lot of Jacksonville is one of the youngest metropolitan areas in the country. There's over 500 births a year here in this little area. And one of the youngest towns. And so we're going to really try to reach out to parents to listen to that episode. You ever made a mistake, bro, as a parent?
Oh, a lot.
Yeah, me too, man. Me too. But that's why we just, as long as God gives us breath, there's still hope. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, thank you. Thank you, Mike. Thank you to our team, Greg, behind the scenes, Danny and Katrina. This has been your host, CL King and Impacting Life 24/7 with my co-host, Mike Black. Hope you guys have a great weekend.
Bye, everybody.
Talk to you soon.
See you, buddy.